This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States announced additional steps Wednesday, easing sanctions against the Taliban to allow aid groups to funnel desperately needed help to the people of Afghanistan. As the conflict-battered country faces an economic collapse and an acute shortage of food, the U.S. Treasury also updated guidance to make clear that exports of goods and cash transfers are allowed as long as they do not go to individuals targeted by U.S. sanctions. Since the Taliban takeover in August, Washington froze $9.5 billion in reserves, and the international community has withdrawn billions in humanitarian aid that Afghanistan and its population of roughly 40 million people relied on, and the currency has collapsed. America's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz in Jerusalem Wednesday. During a meeting earlier Wednesday with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, Sullivan said the United States and Israel needed a common strategy as world powers negotiate a new deal to curb Iran's nuclear program. Negotiations took a pause last week to allow Iran's negotiator to return to Tehran for consultations. The original deal, struck in 2015, offered Iran relief from sanctions in exchange for restrictions on its nuclear program. The agreement unraveled after the United States unilaterally withdrew in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions on Iran. U.S. President Joe Biden will make a public statement on the January 6th anniversary of the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of his predecessor, Donald Trump, the White House said Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said at a news briefing, quote, "I think it's safe to say that American people will hear from him on that day," end quote. Details have not been finalized. This is VOA News. President Biden met with U.S. officials and private sector companies at the White House in Washington Wednesday to talk about ongoing efforts to address supply chain disruptions. Mr. Biden created the Supply Chain Disruption Task Force in June to address the issue, and the White House argues it has made significant progress to alleviate bottlenecks that are rooted in the global pandemic. The European Union has little leverage with Russia over Ukraine, but needs to keep talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin to calm tensions. This is what Prime Minister Mario Draghi said Wednesday. Draghi, the Italian Prime Minister, told reporters that Europe did not have a major military force of its own and said he saw little prospect of using sanctions on Russian gas imports as a way of forcing Putin to back down in his confrontation with Ukraine. Russia has amassed tens of thousands of troops on its border with Ukraine, leading to fears that Putin is planning an invasion of the country, something Moscow has denied. The Ukrainian military have conducted combat drills with U.S.-made Javelin anti-tank missiles in a conflict area with separatists in eastern Ukraine, according to Ukrainian television Wednesday. This as tensions run high with Russia. Since 2018, Ukraine has received a series of consignments of U.S. ammunition and Javelin missiles, prompting criticism from Moscow. France started vaccinating children older than five, and China plunged a city into a strict lockdown Wednesday as governments scrambled to contain fresh virus surges driven by the Omicron variant. The UK, meanwhile, approved Pfizer's shot for children age five and older, while the World Health Organization warned that getting booster shots did not mean tossing aside safety measures at the end of year celebrations. The threat of the highly mutated Omicron variant is looming large over the holidays, prompting governments to roll out new restrictions and urge citizens to get vaccinated. Germany has ordered 4 million doses of the newly approved vaccine Novavax and 11 million doses of the new Valneva shot, which is waiting for marketing authorization, German Health Minister Karl Lauterbach said Wednesday. He told a news conference the Novavax shots will arrive in the country in January. The National Hockey League made it official Wednesday, saying it will not send its players to compete in the men's ice hockey tournament at the Beijing Winter Olympics after the regular season schedule was disrupted due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said, quote, "Olympic participation is no longer feasible," end quote, given disruption to the regular season schedule. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.